Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley.
Send me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, amen. Come on, let's enter in with all faith, amen. Believing and trusting God for a miracle in our life and those in our family, a miracle of healing, a miracle of being delivered and set free, amen, a miracle of turnaround right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for being on our side, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, come on, let us sing to the Lord, amen. Let us shout joyfully to the rock, hallelujah, of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joy to him with songs, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his, also the sea is his, amen, for he made it and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our maker, for he is our God and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and receive what thus said the Lord, amen, and be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, enter in with all faith, amen. Surrender it all over to God. We're holding nothing and picking up the peace that only God can give, the peace that surpasses our understanding. Receive the joy of the Lord, amen, which is our strength. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come this morning with all faith, with combined faith, believing you and trusting you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family and all that we love and all that we bring before you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you, and we thank you for another day that you've given us, hallelujah, by your grace and by your mercy, oh, Lord. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh, God, that you've given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what you've given us away. Amen. We praise you, and we thank you, oh, God, even as we press on. Today we will make it, amen. And it's nothing that the devil can do, hallelujah, that will stop us, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, amen. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, amen. Oh Lord, we come believing on today, but Lord, we ask, oh Lord, that you'll help us with our unbelief, amen. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now, that there be a great pouring in of our Shekinah glory, God. Fill us to overflowing, Father God, with thy glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all will see and know that we are your children, amen. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us today. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're a good God and you're merciful God, and you'll never leave, amen. Today as we purpose up, fight the good fight of faith, oh God, give us victory and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you are giving us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree to pray Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12 this morning, that your healing water flow into the life of your children, amen, that we may receive and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you. And every Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare, and to win the battle. Release the grace, oh God, over us right now to fight the warfare and win, and release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit and to win, because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. Let us, hallelujah, be able to press on and to win, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God, that it is done in Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace, amen, a breakthrough in our strength, and a breakthrough in our finances, a breakthrough in our relationships, a breakthrough in our marriages, amen, breakthrough in our healing, a breakthrough in our deliverance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let it take place right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, let us go to a greater glory and a greater altitude in you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for victory, amen. We thank you for a breakthrough today, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that the power in the name of Jesus Christ will be released, and we thank you that the anointing will be released, amen. The anointing and the power of breakthrough, amen. The anointing and the power of deliverance, amen. The anointing and the power that will take us to another level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Father God, we pray, amen, even as these prayers go out, that the power that would affect the changes go out and affect the changes in the life of your daughters and sons. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for turning all around for our good. Amen. We thank you for working those things out for our good. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. We decree and declare that we are blessed going out, blessed coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not the, and we don't want anyone anything but to love them, amen. We'll share with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus, amen. Lord, you are the Son of righteousness, arise with healing in your wings over our life and those in our family and all that we love, oh God, and concerned about, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, amen, knowing that all things are added up to us, oh God, for we will not fear or worry, hallelujah, what man can do, amen, and what man won't do, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Amen. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Amen. That we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Have your way. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that every battle is already won because we're trusting you, God. It's you that go before us preparing the way. It is you, O God, that kept your warring angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you continue to work on us in us, oh God. If there be any wicked way in us, Father God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let every vessel in your heart, oh God, be holy, and let us offer the sacrifice of praise right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the mysteries of the kingdom be revealed to us, amen. Let men hear the word of your kingdom and bring forth fruit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us be scribes who are instructed concerning your kingdom according to Matthew 13 and 52, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your mercy be upon those who fear you from generation to generation. Lord, show strength with your arm, oh God, and scatter the proud in the imagination, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask the Lord, speak peace to the nation, amen, and let your dominion be from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth, amen. Lord, let us be a jewels, amen, in a crown of God, lifted up as a banner over the land, amen. Lord, how great is your goodness and how great is your beauty, of God, hallelujah. Let your fountains flow to the nation for sin and uncleanness, amen. Let your living waters flow from the church and be our king over all the earth, amen. Let, hallelujah, Lord, let the nations come and worship you and keep the feast of tabernacles up. Let the people you have gathered, oh God, a tabernacle and gathering, enjoy this time of harvest, joy and praise, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let holiness of the Lord be upon my life, and those who believe and receive you, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we will serve you, hallelujah, in your house, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, you will deal with all who afflict us, amen, and will save the lame, and hallelujah, will gather those who were driven out, returning me home, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, giving me praise, oh God, giving us praise,
and honor in the place of our captivity. Amen. That nations be drawn unto you, O Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, and let them be your people with your dwelling in their midst, O God. Lord, you are the branch. Amen. Be the tabernacle and the temple, O God, which is your church, and rule from your throne, O God. Lord, you dwell in the midst of your church, in the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts. Amen. Lord, dwell in our life, O God, in truth and righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your kingdom has come to us, and we thank you, even the first dominion, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, assemble the name and the outcast and the afflicted, O God. Oh, Lord, and bless in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Oh, Father God, let the feet of them who preach the gospel bring good tidings and publish peace to the nations. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the people know that you are the Lord God. Amen. Dwelling in Zion. Amen. Oh, Lord, let us receive a blessing out of Zion this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let the mountains drip with new wine into our lives. Amen. Let the hills flow with milk into our lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the rivers of Jude, oh God, praise flood our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your fountain, oh God, come forth from the church and water the valley of Shemitin in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let Jude, oh God, hallelujah, praise the well in our life forever and your church from generation to generation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, you have raised up the tabernacle of David and repaired its damages and raised up its ruins, oh God, as in the days of old. Let the nations come into it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let our life yield such a harvest that we won't be able to bring in all of it. Amen. All of the wheat of God before plowing time. And that we have grace left over from season to season. A fruitful vineyard that covers the mountains. Amen. Oh, Lord, let us rebuild our towns and live in them. Amen. May we drink wine from our own vineyards and eat the fruit we grow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, plant our roots deep in the land that you have given us, oh God, so that we will never be uprooted again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare, hallelujah, your blessing upon our life, amen, that we're blessed and favored by the Lord our God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help on today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare with all faith, amen. Hallelujah, that we will eat and drink in the courts of your holiness, oh my God. That we will redeem of the Lord, and we, hallelujah, and we sought out the city, amen. Not forsaken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree the fact that you will give us rest, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. In the mighty Hashanah, oh Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. Hallelujah, we are the work of your hands, oh God. We are the seed of Jacob, amen. We are the elect and we inherit the holy mountains of welfare, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we dwell in Sharon and lie down in the valley of Acre, amen. Lord, meet us and we rejoice, hallelujah, and work righteousness, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree the prayer, Isaiah 65:17, we are a new creation in Christ, and the former life is not remembered, nor does it come into our mind. We will be glad and rejoice in the new creation, for you have created your church of rejoicing, oh God, and your people are joy. Lord, you rejoice over us, amen. We thank you, and we decree the prayer, weeping and crying have departed from our lives. Amen. We will not labor in vain, but we will enjoy the fruit of our labor, for we are blessed of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare healing. Amen. For the life of our mothers and fathers, our brothers and sisters, our children and grandchildren, children to come, our aunts and uncles and cousins. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our co-workers and friends, all that we love and concerned about, we decree and declare healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that we are taught of the Lord and we have great peace. Amen. We're establishing righteousness and tyranny will be far from us. Amen. We will have nothing to fear, for terror will be far removed and will not come near us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we receive the everlasting covenant and we receive the sure mercies of David. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Lord, let our hallelujah. Lord, let us, oh, Lord, come and receive from you, Father God. Oh, Lord, increase our faith even right there to receive the more. Lord, let us, hallelujah, let our life break forth as the morning, that our help bring forth speedily, that our righteousness go before us, oh God, and that you, Lord God, be our river, God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, guide us continually and satisfy our soul and drought and strengthen our bones, oh Lord. Let us be like a water garden, like a spring of water from water shall not. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare that we will not be afraid. We will not be ashamed. For the Lord is our maker, and he is the God of the whole earth. Amen. Lord, through the holy of those mountains be shaken and the hills be removed. Your unfailing love for us will not be shaken and your covenant of peace will not be removed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my life, for you have compassion upon us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare the fact that we will awake, put on strength, and put on, hallelujah, our beautiful garment. And nothing unclean will come through our lives. And then we shake ourselves and loose ourselves from the bands of our neck. Amen. But we are redeemed without money. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached. Let the good tidings of peace be published. We declare and declare our God reigns. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Help us on today, Lord. Let our children make haste and let the destroyers go forth out of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your mountains become a way and let your highway be exalted. Amen. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. All that have come today to receive, Brother God, let them receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us this morning, oh God. Help us to understand and know the way, oh God. Help us to understand and know the truth. Amen. Help us to understand and know the life. Amen. Which is your son, Jesus, the one that you sent. Amen. Our Lord and our Savior, even more. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, that we may be spiritually strengthened this morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, hallelujah, that we may receive spiritual wealth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that we will be able to leave it to our children and it will be passed down from generation to generation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, that even right now, God, that everyone in our family, oh God, that you will call them nigh unto you this day, that they may receive and know, God, that you will call them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all will be saved. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Well, the Bible tells us that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. But all shall receive if they come and receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, even in the last moment. Amen. While yet there still is time, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Brother God. We decree and declare that all is well with us. Lord, you have created us for your glory. You have formed us and made us, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we are your witnesses, amen. We are your servants. You have chosen us, and there's no other God besides you, amen. Lord, make a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters for your children. We love you, and we need you, Father God. We decree and declare your works, oh God, hallelujah, of forever. We decree and declare your protection, amen. And when we pass through the waters, you will be with us, amen. The rivers will not overflow our lives. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, and the flames will not set us ablaze. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us, the Holy One of Israel, and we just want to say thank you. Brother God, we ask you to release your war and angels, so God, to war against any spirit this morning desired to stop our prayers from being answered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, right now, God, and we declare and declare with all faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers this morning. We thank you for redeeming us, Lord Jesus, from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you that we can declare and declare that our sins are forgiven and we are washed and cleansed from all unrighteousness, amen, all filthiness, amen, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we belong to you. Lord, give us power and increase our strength right now, amen. Hallelujah, we decree and declare we will wait upon the Lord and our strength shall be renewed, amen. We will mount up with wings of eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint, amen. Lord, we will not fear, for you are with us. You are our strength, oh God. It's you that strengthen us. It's you that help us and uphold us with your righteous hand, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We will not fear, for you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind, and we operate in that, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not fear for you, Lord God. We'll hold our hand and help us, amen. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare no lack, no setback, no missed opportunities, amen, no interceptions, to our blessing, our calling, our destiny, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We put on us right now this morning the full armor of God and those of our family. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, amen. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery thought of the enemy sent our way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell, amen, all the works of the devil, amen. And we decree and declare victory over the enemy, amen. We decree and declare the works to be destroyed and the hallelujah, none and void in our lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we receive it by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And right now we come against every hindering spirit in our lives, every spirit of unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating, controlling, spirit of confusion, spirit of destruction, death. We come against every spirit of poverty, lack, and death. Amen. We come against every spirit of hallelujah, guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses. Hallelujah. Right now, known and unknown to man, spirit of oppression, depression, fear, suicide spirit, homicide spirit, homicidal spirit. Amen. We come against a spirit, hallelujah, of gluttony. We come against every spirit of mammon. We come against every toxic spirit. We come against homosexual spirit. Amen. We come against every bisexual spirit. Amen. We come against every spirit of Jezebel, every Typhon spirit, Beelzebub spirit. We come against every spirit of Balaam. We come against every spirit that's operating us outside the Holy Spirit, spirit of anger. We come against the spirit of bitterness and resentment, pride. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit operating in us or in our bloodline and in those that we love. Concerned about it, that's connected us outside the Holy Spirit, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we decree and accept this deliverance, and we decree and accept the Holy Spirit that's filled us to overflow in all these areas that the enemy has vacated right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come this morning with our faith. We pray for the loss of the world this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. As we intercede this morning, we use our faith, our combined faith this morning, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect laborers across these lands this day to share the good news, amen, of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts, amen, and that they will receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those that have been led astray, amen, they will rededicate their life back to Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, while we still have time, while they still have time. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare and we receive the victory and that the victory is won. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now that's on this line this morning. According to Isaiah 16:2, I ask you, Lord God, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. And every Father, I ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. I ask you, Lord God, to intervene in each of our lives right now, because everything that's concerning us, Lord God, Lord, I ask that you turn it all around, that you divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good, oh God. Lord, I pray that you will make a way out of no way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, that everything that the enemy has set out for evil, oh God, Lord, I pray that you will turn it all around for our good. Amen. Lord, every curse has been sent our way. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name with our faith that you turn it around to be a blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, that everything that the enemy has set up to take us out, oh God, that it will not take us out, but it will exalt us up high. Amen. In the position that we could be blessed. Hallelujah. That the enemy would see and know that it did our work. I thank you that we can decree and declare because we have faith, oh God, that you will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Amen. That it's you, oh God, anoint our head with thy holy oil. That we can decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that we can decree and declare right now concerning our lives and the life of our family and loved ones, and eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us, your children. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we're now a child of God and we will resemble Christ when he returns. Amen. That we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We are not the great I am, but we, hallelujah, by the grace of God, we are who we are. Amen. We are justified, completely forgiven, and made righteous. Amen. We're dead with Christ and dead to the power of sin's rule over our lives. Amen. We're dead to him. We no longer live for ourselves, but for God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, to proclaim the excellence of him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are the enemy to the devil. Amen. We are established, anointed, and sealed by God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you that we've been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge, a guarantee of our inheritance. According to Ephesians 1:13-14, we are crucified with Christ. It is no longer we who live, but Christ. Amen. We abide in Christ, and Christ abides in us. We are sanctified, and we are one with the sanctifier, Christ. He is not ashamed to call us sister. We have received the Spirit of God into our lives that we may know the things given to us by God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We decree and declare that we have been firmly rooted in Christ and we are now built up in him. We love you, Lord. Thank you that peace has come this morning, oh God. Thank you that we can decree and declare that we've overcome the world because you, Lord Jesus, have overcome the world. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you bless us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about in our going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to those in our family and loved ones to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us and every family member in love with all that's connected to us and all that we love and concerned about over our homes and their homes, over every vehicle, form of transportation that we all may take home today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, round about it, in it, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread on today, every schoolhouse, school bus, everywhere. We may go and those that we love and concerned about may go. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and judges, Lord, you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that it is so. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for deliverance. Amen. And thank you for increasing our faith that we can receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we can't thank you enough. Thank you for turning all things around for our good. Even right now while we're praying here together this morning, oh God, thank you for turnaround, amen. Hallelujah, is that the enemy tries to do, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for turning around, amen. Hallelujah. Every eviction notice, amen. Every past due bill, we thank you for turning around right now. Every argument that we've had with our spouses, amen. Every dispute we have with others, we thank you, Lord God, for turning around. Every accusation or insinuation, whatever it is, we thank you, Lord God, for turning around for our good. We thank you, Lord God, for that was not enough, oh God. We thank you for turning around and making it for more than enough, oh God. We thank you for the increase of our goodness and our favor and your hand upon our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you when they said we were not unapproved, that you have approved it. We thank you when they said no, oh God. You said yes, amen. And it's your word, oh God, that stands forever, amen. We thank you, Lord God, because we believe, Lord God, hallelujah, that no man can add or take away, oh God. If you said it, it shall be done. Nobody can bless that but you have blessed, and we decree and declare that we are blessed by you, Father God. Nobody can curse that you have blessed, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, it's you that have blessed us. So we decree and declare that we are blessed of the Lord, amen, that we receive the blessings of God that make it rich and add no sorrow. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that we can decree and declare that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of your divine blessing and favor, amen, your divine mercy and grace, your peace, your joy, your protection, your provision, your love. We thank you that restoration has come. New beginnings, amen, new life, because you called it, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but save, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God who dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. If you still have life this morning and breath in your body, amen. Come on, let's shout glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, come on. God knows your name. Amen. He knows who you are, where you are, what you need, and when you need it. Amen. Come on, let's shout glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The one true God, he is alive. Amen. He lives.
Amen.
The God's spirit is alive and well. Amen. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, beautiful women, for joining me this morning. The Bible says, when there are two of them gathered, and his name touching in the green bag, he is in the midst. He said, there I will be in the midst. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst this morning. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that is present on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. We have the Holy Spirit working on the inside. Amen. I'll call your name this morning. Hallelujah. And I welcome you with the love of Christ. Good morning, Swan. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Glad to be on the line. I'm feeling really good this morning. Feeling great.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It was so good. Look, my Lord went up. I was like, oh, yes, let me get on that. I didn't realize it came that quick. I had taken Benadryl, and I'm like, okay, got to get up because I know Twan is going to be on the line this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. I thank God for you. Hallelujah,
you.
God. I'm gonna come back to you, Swan, because I want to talk about a testimony. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Yes.
God keep you. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Well, good morning. Good morning. Glory to God. Another day. I am happy that I got a mistake. I was invited by my cousin this morning, Antoine. She called me.
You know what?
She called me and woke me up this morning. I forgot about the Monday morning completely. But telling me yesterday, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And she called me this morning because I sure was asleep. I had to get up for the kids, but I was asleep when she called me. And I was like, let me get up and get in position because the 7 days was so good. I was like, yeah, let me get on Monday.
I thank God for you to be online this morning. Go ahead, Jamil.
I had went to sleep in the prayer closet. At 3 this morning, I got up and got in the prayer closet and went to sleep.
Amen.
Okay, I miss your peace. It's that place you go for peace. Like my prayer closet, which needs to be cleared out, is I used to go in there. But my prayer closet, and the reason why I have not been in there like I used to be, is because my closet is in the bathroom. And my husband was complaining, hey. And like, my closet door is right by the toilet. Two closets in my bathroom is my closet. Just so happened to be the one that's right there where the toilet is. And he's like, hey, you going to be in there? I got to get So I haven't been in my prayer closet. I be everywhere in the house. And I'm like, I got to get in there. And I was like, why am I not in my prayer closet? Because it's in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And my husband was complaining. Mm-hmm. I'm in there too long. And he needs his privacy. So, I need my closet not to be in the bathroom.
Right.
I need an office.
That's like my place I go for just, that's my place, my haven, my peace haven.
Yeah,
that's what I go to go to sleep. And it's just so much peace, and I feel the presence of God. And I'm like, okay, I got to get myself there. He got to be in the bathroom. And when he's in the bathroom, he's in there for like days, like, you know.
Oh, my God.
He can't be comfortable. And, of course, I can't be comfortable either because, you know, it's the bathroom. So anyway, but God bless you. God keep you. I thank God for you. I thank someone for going to get you. And I just see him pulling your arm and say, come on here, girl. Come on. We got to get out of this life. You know, that accountability, having an accountability partner, you know, in this walk because it is a lifestyle. Amen.
Yes.
This is not so temporary. We do it for 7 days. We do it for 40 days. And then that's it. And we go back to the old way of doing things. No, this is a lifestyle. So it's an everyday effort. Amen. Just like if you want to lose weight and keep the weight out, you got to stay in shape. You got to make it a lifestyle because it becomes temporary.
Amen.
Guess what? You'll start back doing the same old thing, and you'll start back being the same old way. Like for me, I used to work out and be committed to it, and I put on all the weight, and now I don't look like what I used to be because I stopped doing what I was doing. And so everything that I used to do, I started back doing that. Now I'm looking like I used to look, and not when I transform. Where people can see, I can tell you, can I look at you? Then they see again, you went back to your old thing, huh? You back eating, you know. So it's the same thing. If we don't continue, if we want to continue this as a lifestyle, we'll go back to those old places, those old habits. Then we'll start looking and talking like we used to. And you got to work hard to get back there. That's why I always encourage everyone to get back up again. Though we fall down, it's like even with trying to get in shape, it's like, okay, I didn't work out last week. Okay, well, get back up again this week. Don't wait for a year or two. It's harder. So when we fall down in this walk, we just quickly, we get back up again. The moment we fall down, the moment we say it, the moment we do it, the moment we act out, we get back up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God
bless you.
Go ahead.
I was in the shower this morning. I was up till like 3 o'clock this morning. But I was in the shower at midnight. And I felt my dad on my spirit very heavy last night, so I began to pray for him. And then I went in just thinking and thanking God, just really thanking God, because before my 40 days and before God really took me aside, I was thinking, about ADHD, you know, how can I focus more? How can I be more consistent? And I just thank God for really opening my eyes, waking me up and showing me the way and showing me that once I'm consistent in him, everything else will fall in place. And once I'm consistent in him, there will be order in my life. There will be consistency in my life. There will be, I will focus because one, I will seek first the kingdom of God. So ADHD won't even exist because one, I'm going to always ask, what shall I do? How can I serve you, Lord? What shall you have me do? Seeking the kingdom of God. And it automatically falls. It's been falling in order. Every time my mind starts to race and start, every time I start to get anxious, that I feel that anxiousness starting to build up, I pause. I say, Lord, what shall you have me do? You know, and I find myself being consistent. One, following order, paying my tithes. I'm not worried about lack. I'm not worried about anxiety. I'm not worried about the things. My family don't go without. I'm doing what God will have me to do as a wife and as a mother because I am staying steadfast in the spirit. So God is really ordering my steps so that consistency is like you said, it's a lifestyle. I'm not worried about being at this job. I'm not worried about working. I'm worried about doing what God has me to do, and that's one, to take care of myself and my family and to have a relationship with him. So I just wanted to, you know, say that when it came to, I was thinking about consistency. I'm thinking about, you know, I'm just thanking God for a lifestyle that allows him to use me in a lifestyle where I seek him. And it's so peaceful, God. Lord.
Amen.
So
nothing but God, I'm telling you. I'm nothing but God. I tell people,
God is the truth. He is all we need. Mm-hmm. All we need. I'm talking about when you have faith. And it's something, you know, when you ask God for something, you don't realize, you don't know how God is going to do it. And mm-hmm. He sends someone. Amen. Mm-hmm. He sends someone. Amen. All the God works with people. And we thank God for those 40 days. And they haven't had 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
And some of God called 40 days for anybody to stand in the gap for you and have their time. When God told me 40 days, and I was like, what, 40? You know, in my mind, I'm going, whoa, 40 days, Lord, you know. I'm mm-hmm. thinking, he just came out for the, you know, but I'm like, all right, Lord, you know, thank you, Father. And I'm just, and I'm very, and for me, it's an excitement, it's work, it's laboring. You know, it's a, mm-hmm. a labor, you know, in those 40 days of laboring and being in position. And you all understand and know as you all walk in your calling even more and understanding mm-hmm. how important it is to be in position. And, mm-hmm. and not just for that other person, but for yourself, because God is doing something in you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Even in those 40 days, myself and being in position, and how important for me it was to make sure I was in position and on time so that you can see. Amen. That you can see mm-hmm. how important it is, how it made a difference in every morning to yeah. get up at that time. Whether you overslept or you forgot to set the alarm or you didn't hear the alarm, but at 6 a.m., mm-hmm. that call was coming.
Amen.
At nighttime, that call was coming. Or some way, I think one night I just left a message on your voicemail because your phone was broke or something. But there was still a message that went through. Hey, this is me. The word is going to go forth. And you know, and leaving that message, leaving that prayer, leaving that whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, understanding how it's important when God calls us to do something, you know, how important mm-hmm. it is to have someone say, well, God, I told them to do it, but they're not half with it. They're not half doing what God has called them to do in your mm-hmm. life, you know, and it plays a big mm-hmm. part in your walking, you mm-hmm. know, in the ministry that God has given you. And saying, you know what, I need to be consistent. Now, so I'm going to get up. I need to be praying for this brother. I need to be praying for this sister at this set time. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be in position. So, trust me, it was like, if you can get up on time, well, for me, I like being on time for things, especially for work. Mm-hmm. I like to be in position. I like to be one that people can count on and say, oh, she's going to be here. Mm-hmm. She's going to be early. Mm-hmm. She's going to be ready. You know, and if I'm mm-hmm. not coming, you're going to know mm-hmm. I'm not coming well in advance. Either I'm going to be on time mm-hmm. or I ain't coming at all. So, yeah. But anyway, mm-hmm. but just knowing, you know, mm-hmm. at 6 a.m. each time or whatever time I've been Jamel had, and you all to see, you mm-hmm. know, like, I need to be consistent and I need to be in place and I need to be on time. And then have mm-hmm. no excuses, you know.
Yeah.
No excuse. No excuse. Oh, I'm tired. No excuse. Oh, I had to work. No excuse. I had to do this first. No. No.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the same God, mm-hmm. and we just declare that you're healed from ADHD. We're healed from depression, oppression, anxiety. Mm-hmm. We're healed from every mental illness known and unknown mm-hmm. to man. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our children are healed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They will not mm-hmm. suffer that. It will not be passed mm-hmm. out from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. The doctor will not be mm-hmm. asking, oh, did your mama have this? Or what is your mm-hmm. family history? Did they have this?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I have the blood mm-hmm. of Jesus running in me and over me. Amen. Through me. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I love you, girls. I'm so proud of you.
Thank
I am
you.
Excited about what God is doing. I'm excited what mm-hmm. God is up to do in the life of you all. Husband, you all just keep praying.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going to your, wherever you go for your prayer time and your prayer closet, your bathroom, your car, wherever it is that you take the time out with God. Mm-hmm. Amen. They have to clean the crack. You know, holy ground, amen, and just keep mm-hmm. praying for your husband. God is a God who answers prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to trust God in the process of it. It may look, you know, hard, and you're like, oh, my God. But if you truly know that he's a man of God, if he has a heart for God,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. just pay attention to his conversation and just encourage him. What you don't mm-hmm. want to do is be, you know, if you don't want to pray right now, you go still pray. If you don't want to read your Bible right now, you still go read your word. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to you gotta move yourself out the way and let God have his way. You got to completely get out the way.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we want our spouses to be with us in prayer and hold hands, you know, and have that moment because we know how good it is and how it makes us feel, how excited it is. And we want them to hunger after righteous like us. Amen. But the Bible tells us that we can save our husbands.
Yes.
And we can save our husbands. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So, God, we just thank God. We play a vital role, amen, in the life of man. We play a vital role. And then understand that, you know, you play a vital role, and you have committed yourself to be with this man. You are a blessing because he have you.
Mm-hmm.
He has the faith of God, amen, in his life.
Uh-huh.
That's why he was open. That's why he has not died. That's why the enemy can't take him out, amen. Hallelujah. So understand that and know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so excited, you all. I'm so excited this morning. I do want to share something with you all here. Before we wrap up, we have our scripture. It's not a long scripture, but I have a couple things. On Saturday, I talked to Jamel, and I said, Jamel, pray for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited, whatever, because it's something when you can share that moment with your children in prayer. It's something when you can share that with your niece, Twan, in prayer and having a I'm talking about really that Holy Ghost moment where you can let go and you can truly receive in the spirit. I'm not talking about in the natural. I'm talking about the supernatural thing that's happening. So I asked her, you know, if someone, you know, you say, wait a minute, mama, you the prayer warrior, you know. But I don't pray like my mama. I don't pray like my aunt pray. But when I come and pray, you know, pray for me, because I know when you're praying, you're going to pray with all faith and you're going to pray with a heart that cries out to God. Amen. So anyway, I said to me, I was driving. I was going back home to get ready to go to this event, and I didn't. My first mind was saying, don't go to it, because I already knew it was going to be drama, just how they handle the business. And they called me last, and then I went again and took the gig, right? And I started to say, no, I'm already booked. You know, I even tried to say I was booked. I was like, well, can you please sit us in? You know, I know we were supposed to get back with you. And I went ahead and took it. My husband was like, I don't know. You already know it's going to be drama. Sure enough, when I got there, it was this is a church event. The lady, they said, I said, I'll be there by 8:15. I was on time. I said, I have to be gone by 9. When I got there, they were just starting. They were just starting. And I walked in, and she said, oh, you're Chantel. I said, yes. And they called her to walk through the door, the red carpet or whatever, and she never came back out because she was supposed to take care of me when I got there, right? Pay me in cash. I was supposed to go up at 8:15. They supposed to have already 8. Well, that didn't happen. So I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of waiting. Now, yeah, I'm not going to go through the whole story about everything I went through before I actually got there with her son, you know. He would call, he would text, and it would be something else. And he was giving me this kind of, this attitude, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some of these men are real flamboyant, and they got their spirit on. So he was acting that kind of way, and I said, oh, okay, he drama. You know, that's what I'm saying to myself. So when I get there, and I saw him, I said, hey, what's your name? He told me his name. I said, okay, I'm the comedian. He was like, oh, okay, you know. And he wasn't inviting. He was not a loving person, you know what I mean? So anyway, I'm waiting, and I said, the other guy's like, oh, when are you supposed to start? I said, so it started at 8:15. He said, oh, well, they're just getting started. I said, okay. So anyway, he comes out. Oh, what'd she tell you? I said, well, I'm supposed to start at 8:15. I need to be gone by 9. But that's no way, because they're just eating right now. And that's no way, because the port is up there already. And you was not going to go before the port. I was like, I don't know what your program is, but me and her talked. And I'm supposed to go on at 8:15. She said about 8 o'clock, they would be through eating. And 8:15, I would come up and I would perform and be out by 9. So I was going to give you 45 minutes. That's no way. Well, let me go check. Then the other girl said, well, who are you? She got her assistant. She comes back and tells me, well, no, she said she didn't tell you that. That's not what y'all discussed. She said at 9 tonight, you know, by 9:30 or this and that. I was like, can y'all imagine how I'm feeling? I'm going.
Yeah.
Now you're saying I'm lying. Right? I was like, no, because I said no, and I'm smiling. I said, no, I have an event at 9 o'clock, and I said, there's no way. We had an agreement, and she's supposed to come pay me first. They went back before the guy came back. Well, let me see the contract. Because there's no way, and this isn't that. And I was like, oh, my, you know, like really rude in front of everybody. He didn't call me aside or call me to a room to take care of business. So the girl said, and I walked out, said, everything okay? She's like, yeah. I said, because he's drama. She's like, no. He's about to go get your money. He's about to get you paid. The girl that was standing, that's my brother. She was like, that's my brother. You need to watch who you saying. Do y'all know what it took in me to not go off? Because it seemed like she wanted to say. Twan and Jamel, and I tell y'all this, you know, situation. I had to remember on the inside, you know, truly who I was, because this girl, it's like she was attacked. He had not come. You thought you need to watch it. I said. So then he comes flying out the door. Y'all come flying out. I mean, leaning down, swinging on the door handle. Did you say I was drama? I'm trying to get you back.
Oh, my God.
I said, can you come to the side? I said, because I don't do business like this out in the open. I said, first of all, the confusion, first I talk to you, then your mama, then you call me. You don't know what your mama's talking about. Then it's one thing back and forth for 3 weeks to finally book me the day before, not knowing that she'd already. I was going to book somebody else on gig. Said, I don't know why she did this anyway. Out and open, y'all. And I said, it's okay. I said, I don't do drama. He's like, I'm not drama. And so I said, okay. I said, let us pray. Because my y'all now, he's like, we're going to send you out right now. So you're going, now I got to get my mind together so I can go on this place, in this door, to go do comedy. I said, let us, you know, let's hold hands. Let me hold your hand and let's pray. Because I need to come against this thing, right? Because I got this young girl, like, she want to fight. And it took everything for me, being who I am. Let me ask you, right? Who God has called me to be, one, and two, not to go to the other side and say, as a comedian, because I would bring everything out on stage and say, baby, y'all likes to fight up in here. Y'all like drama. You got to make sure, because I know me. But at the end of the stand-up, I said, baby, I got my shoes on. I said, that nigga was trying to bring me some drama, but you know what? We was Y'all, I'm telling you all that in those times, remember who you are. Cause, you know, Jamel told me she went off in the grocery store.
Ma'am, I'm here.
Did you hear what I just said?
You said the story or about me going off in the grocery store?
Right. So, Jamel, when I was in the grocery store, she told me about it. She said, oh, Mom, I had to, oh, I went off, I felt bad. I said, but, and I'm saying this to you all because in that moment, the way I was being treated, the way I was being handled, I had already been shown to me that it was going to be drama, right? But I made a choice in that moment. You know what? I'm going to remember who I am, and I'm not going to come out of myself and act up because they were acting out. They were acting out, going off and saying, oh, you don't know who you are. You'd be like, nah, we don't do that. This is a church event. And I had to remember, I'm like, it wasn't like, now, if I had an event and somebody came to me and said my child or my mother was being rude because I have a business, the first thing I would have done is I would apologize to the person because you're my guest. I would have said, you know what? I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry you feel that way. Let us take care of that. You know, let us clear this up because we don't want you to feel that way. We don't want you to feel that way. You know, you are our guest. Hey, we don't want to fight. Do you understand? So I made it to y'all. I just encourage you to remember who you all are because even in the church, even when you're dealing with people that say that they're saved and they're walking and you're at an event and they come attack you, this is why people have church hurt. Just remember who you are in that situation. Amen. Don't decide, I'm going to fight you right here in the church. I will beat you down in the parking lot. No, you are a child of God. And just remember, you know what? I'm not going to do that. You know what? I'm going to apologize. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're not wrong, sometimes you know what? I'm going to apologize to you. God bless you. Or you know what? Let us pray about that. And that's what I did. I said, let us pray. And I grabbed his hand. And I could tell that spirit didn't want that. That spirit did not want that. But we have power and we have authority and we have choices. And choices are powerful. You know, and that's the will. And that's why God gives us free will. And that will that we have is powerful. And we have the choice to let God's will be done or let our will be done. God bless y'all. God keep y'all this morning. I'm not going to hold y'all too much longer. I know y'all got to get your kids ready for school. Our scripture this morning is in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8. I hope me sharing that to you all, and I say it's testimony because I didn't allow it to take me over and take me to another place. Because the spirit of anger could have just took me over. I'm talking about quickly. If y'all know who my mama is, My daddy.
Amen.
Dr. Kareem, the path of the Lord is my God. Amen. It's the Lord.
Yes,
it's my Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Get on the phone and talk to my
God.
Amen.
Amen.
They go for both of y'all, because you know y'all can go off in a minute if y'all not careful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
Lord.
I thank God on, for that. Because I thank God for it. Because if it wasn't for the Lord, what would I be? What would
Come
the
on.
People be? So I thank God for
you
it.
You know, the boy. I'm sorry. Put your phone on mute, Jamil. Hallelujah. Well, you got to holler at your kids. Amen.
Sorry.
I'm so grateful because I knew it could have been something more. It could have just been a big. If I would have got to their level and decided I'm gonna bring it to them like they was bringing it to me, it could have been something, you know. Here go your money. This, you know what, y'all don't. I didn't do that. I just wanted to do what I came to do and get up out of there as quickly as I could. Amen.
It's to overshadow that spirit with love, you know.
Yeah.
With true love,
yes.
and to know that you know you are a true child of God. When God said, whenever, you know, like how we tell our kids, whenever you go somewhere, you represent me. It's the same way. Whenever you go somewhere, you represent me. You need to stand in line, you know, when I gave you my rules and what I say go. So whenever they do this and do that, this is what you to do. So, you know, I obedient, you know, as a child of God, even as being older, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know, and that whole thing, the fact, you know, he was doing it in the open. It was just so, it could have been so embarrassing the way, you know, especially
mm-hmm.
I was handled, but I wouldn't allow the spirit of embarrassment. I just, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, okay, Lord, I had to, and I was smiling. I said, okay, like, I already knew it was going to be drama. It was not mm-hmm. like, it wasn't already shown to me that this was going to be drama. Like, this is not mm-hmm. going to fit you, even though it's a church event and you really want to help and be a blessing. This is not that. And I tell you that everywhere, because people have an event or a conference, and they say, you know, God is going, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. You got to remember, you're dealing with people, and you got to ask God, should I go here? Should I continue
mm-hmm.
to go here? Because mm-hmm. you can be ambushed in those places, and you be like, oh, my God, I'm so hurt. I didn't know that was. I'm telling you all, be prayerful about any decision you make, especially when you're going to these different conferences and being a part of these different church events. You got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy is running rapid in these places, and they just allow us so much. They've allowed it. But anyway, let's get back to Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit, have your way.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8, hallelujah, said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Revelation
mm-hmm.
1 and 8. Alpha and Omega, or some say where this comes from. The Alpha and Omega are the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. So the Lord God himself is the beginning and the end of all things. Amen. God the Father
mm-hmm.
is the eternal Lord. Hallelujah. And a ruler of the
mm-hmm.
past, present, and future. See, without him,
mm-hmm.
we have nothing that's eternal. Nothing that can change our lives. Amen. Nothing that can save us from sin. Hallelujah. The question this morning
mm-hmm.
is the Lord your reason for living, the Alpha and the Omega of your life?
Mm-hmm.
My answer is yes. My answer
yes.
is yes. I pray that your answer is yes. Amen. You know,
amen.
Amen. Honor the one who is the beginning and the end of all existence, wisdom, and power.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that God, Lord, I ask that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. For the sake of time, before the line hang us up this morning,
mm-hmm.
I want you all to pray your prayer, a petition, and I'll touch and agree with each of you. So for take out a minute here, and then just take out a minute here to pray the prayer that you are asking
okay.
God to answer. Amen. Go ahead and pray.
Yes, first of all, I want to start by saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all that you do, all that you are. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be here on the line in the presence of the Lord and with the help of the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, I come asking, God, that you seek and forgiveness, God, for all the things that we have done wrong. And I pray, God, that you just continue to send your help, Holy Spirit, and just convict us, convict our spirits, God, and have us do what you want us to do. And, Lord, I just come and pray for our family. Come and pray, God, Amen. That we as that the men in our family, God, will lead according to the word of God. And that the women will be a great help to their husbands and be Proverbs 31 women and 31 women. And that the kids will be raised up in the way that they should go. And they will obey their mother and their father and be blessed all the days of their life. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for doing a new thing. I pray, God, that there be a midnight deliverance in the hour and that we may be baptized in the name of Jesus and that we may serve God and that our families may be blessed in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just pray, God, that our family will be healed, our family will be delivered, and our family will be blessed in the name of Jesus. And I say it with the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I touch and agree, Father God. Every prayer petition that went forth from the mouth of your daughter, I thank you, Lord God. Your word said, yeah, while we're still praying, you're already answering, you're already moving. So, Lord, we thank you for answering prayers, Lord God, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Jamel,
go ahead.
So, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All righty. So, my prayer is for, well, first I want to thank the Lord for another day. Thank the Lord for waking me up with new mercy and new grace and new opportunity on this day. Thank you, Lord, for waking my family up. Thank you, Lord. Always making a way out of no way when I don't see it. Father God, I pray that my children, the children that you blessed me with, Father God, that I do exactly what I'm supposed to do and raise them right. And show them, you know, the way to walk with Jesus, but leading by example. I just talked about it. Them, and also showing my husband. And I pray that he also, you know, walks with the Lord and leads the household. And that the Lord, that he picks up his cross daily. And I actually travel, whether it be car, bus, plane, or train, Lord, that we're covered in the blood of Jesus. And that I continue to go on my walk, that I get strength. And that... And that I remember whose child I am.
Jesus.
And no matter where I'm at, and that I always walk with the Holy Spirit. And that this time, if I fall, that I get immediately back up as if I fell in the street.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And I pray that I can stop drinking.
Amen.
You don't look at the problem until you actually look up.
Jesus.
Oh, I pray. Lord. I pray that prayer. And I thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. Lord, we come touching and agreeing all that your daughter's petitioned by faith, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, the deliverance from any addiction to alcohol, drugs, or medication of any kind for your daughter, for us, or all that's in our household in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith, we receive deliverance. We receive breakthrough. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for continuing to keep the Holy Spirit, that you would make your residence in her and never leave. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, to give strength to get back up again, oh God, amen, to see the plot, the way of the enemy, oh God, amen, how you to destroy the works of the devil, hallelujah, in our home, oh God, in our finances, in our health, in our strength, in the life of our children, and all that you love and concerned about, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we say this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When Jamel said, you know, you get back up again, I always say that I encourage y'all to get back up again. I don't know if y'all know the little, I think it's a 5-second rule or something, following the food or something. If you pick it up real quick, you can blow it off and eat it. You know, get back up just like that. Pick it up, you know. And the reason I say that, give you that illustration is because if it stay down there too long, other stuff will get on it, other dirt and dust. If you just keep it right there, if you come back to it, it'll have all kind of other stuff stuck to it. That's why we get that 5-second rule. Like, as soon as you drop it, pick it back up. So get back up again before anything else can get on it. Yeah. And when people normally pick up food that they drive, believe it or not, people still do it to today. Pick it up and they blow it out. And that's like, ain't nothing on it, just a little bit. And that's what you do. You just
God can't do that with
me. Keep on going. Amen. What'd you say, Jamel?
I see. God kiss it, devil miss it.
Yes, exactly. Yes. God kiss it, devil miss it. Amen. Yes. I'll leave y'all with a couple things today. Understand that he knows you. The Bible says in Luke 7:39, when Simon saw what was happening, he thought this man can't be a true prophet. If he were really a prophet, he would know what kind of sinful woman is touching him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I want y'all to look at that scripture when you have a chance, Luke 7:39. So you are not characterized by your past. Jesus has defined you. You are all that he says you are, unshamed, unafraid, powerful, and radiant. You are filled with his glory and created in his image. Amen. When Jesus looks at you, he sees a masterpiece. I want you to understand that. When he looks at you, I don't care what you did past, what you said, how you used to be, what they know you to be before, God sees you with new eyes. Amen. No one knows you better than he does. Religion loves to focus on our shortcomings, but Jesus sees us through the eyes of love. He understands the transforming power of the cross better than anyone. This is a sacrifice that he has determined, hallelujah, our value. I want us to understand that. This is the sacrifice that has determined our value. His victory made us beautiful. When we see ourselves the way he does, I want you to understand the inhibition of the fall away, that we are, all that stuff that used to be and how we used to see ourselves, we don't see that no more. Amen. Fully confident in his opinion of us, we worship extravagantly. Amen. Others may judge or criticize, but our focus is on him alone. Amen. As we gaze upon his face, we cannot help but return his love. It is my prayer today, Lord Jesus, your love, and we decree and declare the love of Christ in us. Amen. Lord Jesus, your love has transformed us. We're powerful and pure, cleansed by your holy blood. As we kneel before you, as we come before you daily, blessedly in the glow of your glory, we decree and declare we have total confidence in your love. It shapes us, it defines us, amen. And we are who you say we are. May we worship, and may our worship move your heart the way your presence stirs ours, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, I'll leave the pastor's blessing for the sake of time. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for joining me. Remember, we have, look out for texting me. We have minister training. Actually, it's next week. Look at your schedule and know what's on the schedule for minister training so that you don't miss anything. Don't forget to turn in your assignments. If you have questions about that, text me or call me later on today. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you. Go ahead. Okay, y'all have anything to say?
I would love to get in the book of the fervent and discuss that because I've been writing the prayers down, and I wrote a prayer on behalf of the family yesterday,
And so I would just love to discuss the Book of the Fervent.
Okay, so we won't be able to do that in minister training, though.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
So
have you finished the Book of the Fervent?
Not yet.
Okay, when you finish it, then we'll discuss it. Jamil, when you finish it, so now this is something for y'all to finish. When y'all finish it, because I have the Book of the Fervent, then we'll set a time for us three to get on the line and discuss those you know, prayers, those highlights that you highlighted, that you've been reading. So go ahead, make that one of y'all priorities to finish the Book of the Fervent, and then we can come together. We'll set time aside, and then we'll go forward like that.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That works.
That works, so y'all can get it done, okay?
Amen.
So then I could obviously, you know, decide I'm going to set aside this amount of time and read, finish reading the Fervent, and you'll find yourself finished with it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm
going to
read this
one. In the Fervent. What's the last page you remember you doing?
I'm on page 85, 86.
Okay, Jamil, what page you on?
I'm on page 59.
Okay, so you gotta go. You gotta go get that book finished. Cause we're gonna be waiting. I'm gonna be waiting on y'all. Be like, hey, y'all in?
Okay.
We're gonna come together, highlight those points y'all want to discuss. Any prayers that y'all written, we can share those prayers as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right, y'all. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you recognize that he is our source, the great Jehovah Jireh, the supplier of every need. It is he who opens the heavens and blesses you, amen, with blessings you cannot contain. When God opens the door, no man can close it, amen. Your enemies fall before you as Jericho fell before Israel. You shall know the blessing and the abundance that only the Lord can give. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. We believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
God bless
you. Hallelujah.
God
bless you. God bless you, Jamil.
Y'all have a good day in the Lord.
Thank you. Is it just Monday?
Amen. Love y'all.
Today Monday.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Monday. Love you too.
Don't say
yeah.
Is it just Monday?
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon
me on my
life, face. Let us say.